I never learned how to swim. Buoyancy wasn't really the problem, nor were tides, murky bottoms, nor drowning. It was sharks. I'd grown accustomed to myself, too accustomed for change, and their school didn't admit just anyone. Well, how would you feel if they counted you in relation to belonging to another group where you know you don't belong? The problem, given you are anchored in crevice between their teeth, like the remnant of a bite of meat, you strain to get away, only to realize you are with them,
joined in a reluctant union, but a union nonetheless. But just then, another shark approaches and bites. Your other end yet fights. You are again not yours. You belong to them both. An intersection which joins all three are now one.
Solve for X. To which self do you belong?
Let X be set equal to 1, where 1 is unknown, and 1 is a member of a solution set that is also unknown. Let X be set equal to an unknown value to be, subtracted from all related elements in the solution set that remains unknown. Let X be set equal to an identical member of another solution set, where X minus 1 cannot equal 1 minus X, where symmetry is 2 equations and 3 unknowns. Let X be set equal to 1 plus
the other. Hello, and welcome to the Poetry Universe. I am Gil Rosato, your visual poet. Today I want to talk about existence and belonging and the unbelonging. I don't think there is anyone who at one time or another has not experienced feeling out of place. All of us have some level of desire to be understood and accepted by others. When this doesn't happen, we can feel left out of the larger puzzle of social interaction. Nowhere is this more evident than with the social dilemma of bullying. Children and adolescents experiencing this can and do feel completely out of place at times. Why? Because their lives are pulled out of balance, and they may not always know if they need to change in order to bring balance back into their social order. Let X equal 1 is thus a poetic illustration of the question of self, and it asks an often difficult question: to whose self do you belong? This question of self and of being has roots in ancient philosophy from Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, and really any philosopher all the way through works of Descartes, Hume, and every modern philosophical work. Actually, the self is also a major theme of most religions, as well as the more modern psychodynamic psychological theories and methods of today. The structure of my poem initially begins as an allegory about sharks and their school and its members. The poem, however, then segues into a math language-oriented discussion about unions, intersections, and members, and of balancing the algebraic equation of self. The poem then transforms into the presentation of an impossible solution. Strangely, I did not write this poem as an allegory about bullying, but upon constructing the visual poem, I began to see the commonalities with bullying and the poem as a recap of the aforementioned concepts of self. Again, I want to thank all of you for listening and or watching this visual poem if you've seen it on YouTube. And if you haven't already done so, please search for me on YouTube and subscribe if you enjoy this sort of content. Please also leave me feedback. I'm also interested in seeing what the outside world thinks about my work. I'll be creating more content and integrating some new animation art to accompany these visual poems in the future. And once again, I invite all of you to embrace the muse and to seize the night. Now, I say seize the night rather than seize the day. Why? I would wager that fans of poetry, fiction, or really any creative activity prefer the night versus the day. Again, why? There is just too much mental and physical noise during the day. We need the quiet of isolation to read, to write. And if you're actually creating this work, we need the quiet to create worlds, characters, and for me personally, I need the quiet to better hear the voices, tones, rhythms, tempos, melodies of all my creations. So again, do your best. Seize the night. It awaits you. Thank you.